obviously the offensive line issues and everything that's happened. This offense is, it has not quite hit like it was last year in year two of Slowick and Stroud and company. A couple of things on this here. One, do you think that Bobby Slowick, who I think was a surefire, hot head coaching candidate, not just last year, but then going into next year with him coming back, thought like, hey, man, we have been talking about Deron Johnson probably going to slide over, be the play caller, and just kind of have this pipeline. Do you think these first eight weeks he has hurt that, hurt his chances of becoming a head coach in the league?
Oh, he's affected. He's hurt him, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. No, I absolutely. Now, I still think he's going to be a hot head coach candidate. I mean, the system he comes out of, I do think he's head coach material in the way he conducts his business and how thorough he is and how well he coaches, the connections that he has. That's going to be very powerful in front of other owners that are building an organization.
But he's added more questions.
Yeah, look, there's no question that when you got to strike while the iron's hot, and I don't know that his iron. I think we actually talked about this last year.
Oh yeah,
I don't know that his iron is ever going to be hotter than it was after that year with C.J. Stroud. And the reason I say that is because I just and it's a hill I'll die on. I may end up being wrong again. I'm okay with being wrong. I think it's going to be very difficult for C.J. Stroud to duplicate what he did last year, which in turn it's going to be very difficult for Bobby to duplicate what he did last year. And so I don't know that the iron's ever going to be hotter, given how shocked everybody was at how well C.J. played and then also how that affected the team in terms of going to the second round of the playoffs. But, yeah, just sticking, Ron, to your point of this year, like, there's no way around it that, I mean, the national narrative around C.J. Stroud, I think it shifted after the Green Bay game, right? Isn't that when we had the Mina Kimes audio and Dan Orlovsky?
They're scared.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, it was Alex Smith, not Dan Orlovsky. But, yeah, I mean, I think everybody is taking note of how much pressure he's been under. And I don't know how you look at, I don't know how you don't first and foremost look at the offensive coordinator when that indeed is the case. Now, if you had an offensive line that you didn't have so much invested in, then people would say, yeah, but, you know, they can't find an answer at left guard, or they can't find an answer at center, or they can't find – when you've got two first-round picks – I'm sorry, a first, a second, and then two first-round picks that are in their second contract that you chose to pay, and – a Super Bowl champion quarterback, I mean, a right guard. I don't know how we don't look at the offensive coordinator and say, hey, man, what's the holdup here, man? What's the problem? I think you start there. And you look at some of the things that they've done this year. I think it's very difficult to look at Bobby Slowick in the same light that you had last year. I mean, the toss play that we talked about yesterday, I mean, that may be the worst call that I've ever seen Bobby Slowick make.
That toss play?
The toss play. In that scenario, with the movement of the tight end, with Robert Woods blocking a hand-in-the-dirt rush end, play side, the way you're pitching that thing, in that scenario, that may be the most bonehead call I've seen Bobby Slowick.
Dang it, Bobby.
That was a tough watch. Watching that on film, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What are we even thinking?
Is Slowick losing it?
And stuff like that, some of the game management situations, you know, that's it's hard to think that none of that's going to impact his popularity as it pertains to being a head coach next year. Now, I think he's still, I think when it boils all down to it, I think he'll be a head coach. I think that'll happen. But this year matters. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. As Nick goes vest mode on YouTube and Twitch says, I don't see Bobby being on anybody's short list. There's some people saying Slowick could go to Miami. Some people saying he could go to Dallas. There's an opening
Miami.
There.
It's Mike leaving?
I don't know.
Is his seat hot?
It might be a little bit. It doesn't seem like he could do anything without Tua. So that's kind of been a deal there and where they are.
I think Bobby will be on short list. How short is your list? I think you get if you have a vacancy. I think if you got a list of 3 to 5 head coaches, I think Bobby's on it.
It's crazy to me because the biggest thing that Bobby needed to do was, hey man, the biggest question is, Yeah. What's up with you, man? Can you develop a run game?
Yes.
Yeah, I just hit then, that. You're all
and
right
now,
but
we've gone to a point where the run game, 180. The run game is developed to a point where Clint, yeah, who all offseason said this better be a run first. I mean, this better be a pass first team. They've got to pass the ball instead of the run. And now, the only thing they could do against the Packers in his worst game was run. And Joe Mixon.
Cow. Yeah.
And now he's developed a run game, and I think he may be, at the very least, yeah, in a worse spot to become a head coach than he was.
The tough spot is the expectations for CJ Stroud were through the roof, and as the team offense struggles and he gets pressured, the numbers struggle, the narrative changes, and so does the popularity of Bobby Slowick, I think, and fair or foul, that's the reality of the business that he's in. Here's the thing, though, Ron, and this is the interview, because you did hit on something. It's like done a 180, right? He went from not being able to run the football consistently to...
That was the biggest thing, is, man, you can't.
Well, and here's the deal. Like, last year, we'd all sit around and be like, damn, Bobby, what are you doing, man? Quit forcing a run, man. And that's just a matter of us getting mad at him continuing to try to run the football. You flip, it's done a 180 now, and he's being bullheaded about throwing the football the way he is. And now it's not just about play calling or just about fans not understanding. Now you're putting CJ in harm's way because you can't protect him. You know what I mean? So it is interesting that we've done a 180, and now instead of just being bullheaded and wasting downs, now you're being bullheaded and you're ultimately choosing to expose your offensive line, who has proven that they're just not very good in pass protection.
Oh, no.
And in the process, you are exposing CJ Stroud to potential injury at a very, very high rate. Again, knockdowns, sacks, fourth in the league right now. I mean, it's definitely been a 180. Now, look, I don't subscribe to Bobby's not a good play caller. Bobby's not a few. Like, I still think very, very highly of Bobby Slowick. There's just got to be some, like, to me, the awareness at this point is the deal. Right on, we talked about it, and we disagreed on it last week. You actually were right. Come out, take the ball. Hell, I thought you were crazy saying it. You said it, and I'll be damned if it didn't win what they did.
Is that great
return?
Wrong?
Came out, took the ball, great return, threw it 12 of 16 times. And to me, I mean, that's borderline criminal. And why is exactly what we saw. You end up having to bench an offensive lineman, putting a center at guard, and then you end up your quarterback getting beat up pretty good early in the game. Like, that's, at some point, you got to turn the page from that, Bobby.
And listening to you, because as you were talking about his, you know, where he is now in terms of his head coaching opportunities, Tyler, I'm curious, because you talk to a lot of Texans fans outside of here. I know you got group chats and all of that. Clint, I mean, you as well. So, I mean, obviously, I'm not excluding you from this. And the people out here as well, we see it from the text line, YouTube, to Twitch. That's all up, you know, Texas Twitter, whatever. Do you feel, Bobby, is taking too much of the brunt? Do you feel like, because with everything that you just, like, you kind of laid, like, we've laid out, like, I mean, all of the injuries and the offensive line issues, I mean,
I don't think so.
They prevent him from being able to call things the way it is, but you think he is fairly...
No, absolutely fair, the criticism Bobby Slowick's getting, and I think I would have felt that way either way, just given his position and his role with this Texans team in 2024, but when you add in the fact that, yes, this past offseason... We thought Slowick might be as good as gone. He was given a raise, offered to come back to Houston, continue to work with CJ, develop on what we saw and what was built last season. You gotta show me something. You gotta get there somehow. I mean, he, like I said, he got the raise. He stayed here in Houston. He didn't go off anywhere else. So, no, I think the criticism's more than fair, Bobby Slowick.
Tyler brings up a great point. And we've heard Bobby say it himself, is boy, the difference between last year and this year is, man, we can pick up right where we left off, man. We can build on what we did last year. And if we're being completely honest, the only thing that hasn't either stayed the same or gone backwards is the fact that you signed Joe Mixon.